I should have both of you thrown in jail.
Now, look, Agent Tanner.
Look nothing, Detective Polhouse. Obstruction of justice, reckless endangerment, and I'm sure I could think of a few other charges to throw in if I gave it a minute.
We don't have a minute.
And you, Mr. Whittaker, his grandfather. What were you thinking?
I was thinking the same thing as Monty. We need to catch the men behind this counterfeit ring.
So, why didn't you bring me in on your plan?
Well,
I see. You don't trust me.
I make it a rule not to trust anybody. That way I can't be accused of discriminating.
Someone blew Monty's cover by calling Dirk Beggs, and Dirk nearly killed him for it. That's why the plane crashed.
And you think I made that call?
Did you?
I won't be interrogated by you. Look, whether you trust me or not, we have to work together to find my agent.
Well, we're going over the evidence at the scene.
What evidence?
We got a pretty clear imprint of a tire track from the site where Monty was nabbed. And there are a few other clues we're checking into. I'll have a full report for your team when they arrive.
My team?
You've got a kidnapped agent. I assume you're bringing in reinforcements.
Oh, yes. Leave that with me.
Uh-huh.
Then carry on with your investigation. I'm going to Connellsville. The pilot of the plane is conscious. I want to talk to him.
Excuse me. Hello?
Monty says the pilot didn't know anything about what was going on.
Well, he can confirm or deny what happened on that plane.
Hey.
Look, Mr. Whittaker, I believe the closer we get to solving this Green Ring conspiracy, the closer we'll get to finding your grandson.
Well, that was interesting. We got an anonymous tip about some suspicious equipment out at Hagler's junkyard. I'll check into it.
Right. Then we know what we have to do.
Agent Tanner, I had an idea about the chip planted in Monty's arm, the one the hospital used to identify him.
What about it?
Can it be used to track where he is?
It's for identification purposes only. We didn't set it up for tracking. All right, gentlemen. Call me if anything significant turns up, whether you trust me or not.
What a charming woman. Although I would have preferred we didn't have that whole conversation about trust.
Detective, I woke up this morning with my grandson missing and the sudden sick feeling that I don't know who to trust.
Mm-hmm.
My head is spinning from all the doubt and suspicion. Lies spiral into more lies. I don't like it.
Welcome to my world.
Well, I'm not sitting around with some vain hope that Monty will simply turn up. I want to explore that chip implant technology.
You think that, gasp, Agent Tanner wasn't telling the truth about that chip?
Isn't it possible that's how she tracked Monty to Odyssey?
Fair enough. And while you're doing that, I need you to check out something else.
Huh?
A toothpick.
A toothpick?
Yes, we went back over the area where Monty was nabbed after you noticed the face paint. We found this.
A toothpick?
Now, there's a kid who keeps showing up in all the right places at the right times. At Hagler's junkyard, at the paper mill, at your shop. He constantly chomps on a toothpick. Not a lot of kids do that anymore. His name is Buck.
Buck Oliver? Well, he starts working at Wits End this afternoon. You think he's connected to Monty's disappearance?
He was at that location at some point. Let's find out for sure. We can match the DNA from the toothpick with his DNA.
Well, you expect me to ask him for some of his saliva?
I want you to get it without his knowing. A glass of water, an eating utensil, you know. I don't care how you do it. But if Buck wasn't involved, he may have been there. Maybe he saw something. Either way.
All right. I'll do what I can.
And I have to follow up on that call. I'm not a big fan of anonymous tips, but the Haglers are prime suspects in my book.
I think you're wrong about Wally.
I'll check with you later. And get me that kid's spit.
You have a way with words, Detective.
Oh, good morning, Connie.
Hi, Wooten. You're in early.
Yeah, a special delivery.
A letter? Package?
Oh, no, just the usual.
Oh, well, then what makes it special?
Well, I'm delivering it to you ahead of everybody else for once.
Really? Oh, I get it. You want to talk about Penny.
Penny?
Yeah, right. Hmm? You're smitten, aren't you?
Smitten? Well, isn't that some sort of fuzzy glove wear?
I can see it in your eyes, Wooten. You've already got the symptoms. I bet you had a hard time going to sleep last night because you were thinking about her. You didn't have breakfast this morning because for some reason you lost your appetite. You've been talking about her, even to total strangers. You can't concentrate on anything. You're anxious that she doesn't feel the same way you do. And finally, you delivered the mail early because you want me to find out if she feels the same as you.
Oh, that's amazing, Connie. That's uncanny. It's like you're living in a refrigerator box in the municipal park of my mind, which is really sort of creepy when you think about it. But can you please find out for me?
You mean if Penny likes you? Are you kidding? After the carnival last night, I'm sure she does.
Yeah, but it would be so much better if she actually said so, you know, with words from her own voice.
Well, I'll see her this afternoon at art class.
Oh, thanks, Connie. I owe you big time or something reasonably affordable but still meaningful and appropriate to the situation.
You're welcome.
I won't.
No, hi, Whit, bye, Whit.
Well, is he all right?
Yeah, he's just smitten. How are you this morning? You look tired. How's Monty?
Well, things are complicated. But it's best that I don't talk about it now.
Is there anything I can do?
Well, just keep praying, thanks. Do you know where Eugene is?
Home, I guess. He closed up the shop last night and isn't supposed to come in till noon. You want me to call him?
No, I'll do it. Thanks.
Well?
Yes, Connie?
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I know. And I'll answer them when I can. Meanwhile, I've got to take care of something urgent in my office.
Oh, boy.
Top of the morning to you, Hagler.
Detective Polehouse, what brings you to my little shop first thing in the morning? You searching for a new suit coat?
I'd like to have a look around.
Is this with or without a warrant?
Without. I'll be happy to get one if you insist, but it'll make me grumpy.
As opposed to your normal happy self.
Yeah.
That's fine, Detective. Look around to your heart's content.
Thanks.
So, are you looking for anything in particular?
Rumor has it you've got some printing equipment around here.
That's an interesting rumor. Where'd you hear it?
It was an anonymous tip-off.
And since you're convinced I'm guilty of everything, you believed it.
I'm following it up. You want to save us both time and take me to your storage shed?
The storage shed?
My tipper offer was very specific about where I'd find the equipment.
It's this way.
Yes, of course, Mr. Whittaker. I'll be there shortly. Katrina.
Mr. Whittaker needs you?
Yes, it has something to do with Monty, but he didn't explain. What, pray tell, have you been up to? You've been on the computer most of the morning.
I've been doing a little investigation.
Is this about Buck Oliver?
The house we saw last night.
Katrina, I'm genuinely concerned you're becoming obsessed.
Something isn't right, Eugene, and I'm worried that Buck is in a bad situation.
Well, I don't believe we should confuse an odd situation with a bad situation.
It's not as if I have a history of doing that.
Actually, you do. You stopped tutoring altogether because you couldn't resist becoming personally involved.
That was a long time ago. Look at this.
The Campbell County Assessor's website.
The address Buck gave me is a rented house.
So, there's nothing unusual about that, considering Mr. Skint's rather itinerant work as a, what did you call it, a carnival scout?
The problem, Eugene, is that the house isn't rented to Mr. Skint.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to the real estate agent. It's owned by a company in Los Angeles that uses it as a temporary living quarters for the computer employees who work at the new tech center. It has nothing to do with carnivals.
Well, then how would Mr. Skint and Buck have access to it?
The realtor explained that a key was given to a local businessman to do some fix-up work and painting. The point is, no one is supposed to be living there right now.
That is curious.
I want to have a word with Buck about it.
Well, I'll hope there's a reasonable explanation and all of your suspicions are unfounded.
I hope, but I doubt it.
Good morning, Connie.
Oh, hi, Emily. Everybody seems to be in early today.
I'm meeting Buck here. We're going to work a case together.
Oh, a case? But I thought Matthew Parker was your partner against crime.
I sometimes work with other people. The mysteries don't stop just because my partner has his priorities all messed up with things he won't tell me about.
Uh-huh. And what's the big case?
I'm gonna help Buck find his lost cell phone.
Oh, well, do me a favor and make sure he's back in time for his first day on the job.
Yeah, he wouldn't want to be late for that.
Yeah, I have to go to the college a little early. Dr. Trask wants to meet with me before class.
You're not in trouble, are you?
I don't think so. I mean, how much trouble could I cause with pencil, charcoal, and watercolors?
Well, I don't know. My brother once got grounded because of a crayon, some spackle, and an eyeliner.
What? What?
It's better not to talk about it.
Good morning.
Hi, Buck.
Good morning, Buck.
You ready to do some sleuthing?
I sure am.
I'll be back in time for work, Miss Connie.
Can you come in a little early?
Sure.
Let's go, Buck. I can't wait to investigate this case with you. Oh, now where was the last place that you saw yourself?
Everybody's smitten.
This way, Emily. I'm pretty sure I headed this way.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You said you came from Gower's Field.
Uh-huh, and then I headed for Mr. Hagler's junkyard.
Then you must have crossed this creek. Oh, look, there are footprints on the opposite bank. Oh, but how do we get across?
Oh, those stepping stones will get us there. Hold my hand.
Oh, thanks.
Oh. Here we go. Don't worry. I got you. Oh, okay.
Thank you. You're such a gentleman.
It's easy to be a gentleman with such a pretty lady.
Oh, okay. So there are two sets of footprints, kid-sized, and the imprint on this pair has what looks like an eagle on it. Do you wear that brand?
Nope.
Funny. But I think I know someone who wears the Eagle brand sneakers.
Who?
Gotcha!
Jay, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's the idea of sneaking up on us?
Well, I was on the way to my uncle's junkyard, and I saw you two snooping around. Nice little moment with holding hands across the creek, by the way. Must be love. I guess that's why you ditched Matthew at the carnival last night.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Or do I have to say it again in Braille?
What are you talking about?
I didn't ditch Matthew.
Oh, that's what you think. So, what are you snooping after, snoopers?
None of your business. I'm on a case.
Yeah? Well, so am I. And I'll bet my case is bigger than your case.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, yours is probably just a little case with those clip-lock combination thingies, where my case is like a big trunk with lots of compartments and huge steel padlocks that are strong.
Why don't you go into your uncle's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got lost in the metaphor for a second. But I know whose footprints those are, in case you were wondering.
Oh, really? Well, then whose are they?
The same guy you ditched! Matthew Parker! Some friend you turned out to be, Emily. Tracking him like a common criminal. And I'll bet you already blabbed about the Appleberry phone he's been working on.
What Appleberry phone?
He found the phone?
Yeah, and he's gonna be really ticked when he finds out you told. You're a regular Judas Benedict Arnold.
Jay, you just told us. We didn't know.
I didn't... Oh. Well, gotta go!
I didn't mean to cause any trouble with your friend.
It's all right. Jay doesn't know what he's talking about.
Maybe we should talk to Matthew. I mean, if he has my phone.
Yours? You didn't say anything about it being an Appleberry.
I didn't. Well, oh, look at the time. I gotta get back to Wits End.
Yeah, maybe I'll go talk to Matthew.
How about bringing him over to the shop? I'd like to re-meet him.
Sure.
Thanks for helping me, Emily. I really appreciate it. You may have solved the case.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you. Or Jay, unfortunately.
I guess your anonymous tip was wrong. As you can see, Detective Polehouse, I don't have any printing equipment here.
Yeah, I can see all right. And I can also see where you probably had the equipment before you moved it.
We move a lot of things in and out of here.
There you are, Uncle Wally. I've been looking all over for you. Oh, what's going on? Why is Detective Polehouse here?
Just looking around for some missing printing equipment, that's all.
Missing? Did someone steal it?
Jay.
It was right there yesterday.
Jay.
Really? Right here?
Oh, don't tell me somebody stole it.
Jay, get a clue, will you?
About what?
Thanks, kid. You're a big help.
Oh.
Okay, Wally. Let's stop playing games. Where'd you put the equipment?
Equipment? What equipment?
It's too late, Jay. Look, detective, I'll be glad to cooperate if we call a truce.
What kind of truce?
For just a few minutes, you act like I'm a normal law-abiding citizen with nothing to hide. Can you do that?
Maybe. For a few minutes.
I'll time you.
Your tip-off probably came from the guy who brought all that printing equipment here. My guess is that he's working with my brother Archie.
Long hair? Southern accent?
And he has a kid with him. A kid I keep seeing around. His name is Buck.
They dropped off perfectly good printing equipment and didn't want to talk price. With Dirk Beggs showing up, and that bag of money being found, I started to smell a rat.
It is a junkyard, Uncle Wally.
Why didn't you call me?
Are you kidding? I figured you'd do exactly what you're doing now, trying to connect me with this counterfeit racket. So I checked out a few things on my own.
Yeah? And?
How's this? Not only can I show you the printing equipment, but I can tell you where Mr. Longhair Southern Accent is holding up. So do you want to work with me on this, or do you want to carry on with this adversarial relationship?
I vote for working together, since I'm not really sure what adversarial means.
Okay, Wally. Impress me, and I might revise my opinion of your side of the Hagler family.
Follow me.
Okay, Diane, it looks like the program downloaded. Thanks for all your help. Bye. Come in.
Mr. Whittaker?
Good morning, Eugene. I appreciate you coming in earlier than you planned.
Quite all right. How's your grandson?
He's missing.
Again?
He was grabbed at the carnival last night.
Oh, no.
But there may be a way to find him. The Secret Service began an experimental program of embedding small ID chips into the arms of its undercover agents. Monty has one. I had the idea that it might also be a way to track him.
Is that possible?
I've spoken to a good friend who actually developed the technology for the intelligence agencies, and she confirmed that the chip should be trackable.
Hmm.
She sent me the program to try on my own.
She did. Is that legal?
Well, with her level of security clearance in mind, it's all right.
You mean you still have security clearance with the government?
Yeah, that's right.
Dare I ask why?
Sorry.
Understood. So, what would you like me to do?
Well, help me set up the program and configure it with a satellite dish on the roof.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, thanks.
I simply don't understand how you do it.
Do what?
Your grandson has been kidnapped and you're so calm.
I don't feel calm. Mm. But I have to trust that he's in God's hands. Mm. I remind myself that he loves Monty more than I ever could.
Whit?
Yeah, Connie?
I have to go to the college pretty soon.
Okay, Connie.
And remind Eugene that he has to give Buck a tour of the shop.
A tour, Miss Kendall?
Yeah, to get him trained. He should be here any minute.
Buck. Yes, I'll come down as soon as I can.
Okay, 10-4. Signing off. Over and out.
Speaking of Buck, Eugene, there's something else I need you to do.
Oh?
It's possible that he's connected to Monty's disappearance. For all we know, he's in on the whole Green Ring conspiracy.
And Katrina's suspicions may prove to be correct.
Katrina? What does she have to do with this?
Perhaps we should take a moment and compare notes.
Oh. Perhaps we should.
Oh, hey, Emily. What's going on?
Hi, Matthew. Can we talk?
Okay. What's up?
Do you feel like I ditched you at the carnival last night?
What, ditched me? Well, no, I mean, you and Buck were having a good time, and yeah, you kind of did. But that's okay.
I'm sorry.
What brought this up?
Buck and I bumped into Jay in the woods, and he made a big deal out of it.
Why were you and Buck in the woods?
Well, I was helping him find his lost cell phone. He said he dropped it somewhere between Gower's Field and Hagler's Junkyard.
Really?
Which is funny, because Jay said that you found an appleberry in the same place. Is that your secret project?
Jay said that? In front of Buck?
Uh-huh. What's wrong?
There's something suspicious about Buck. I don't trust him.
But I just spent the morning with him. He's friendly and charming and handsome
and he's also up to something.
How can you say that?
Because Jay told me about...
Jay? You're believing Jay now.
When it comes to Buck...
Are you sure you aren't a little jealous?
Jealous? Oh, why would I be jealous?
Mm-hmm.
Cut it out, Emily. This is serious. Where's Buck now?
At Wit's End. He's starting work there.
Which means he can get into the basement.
The basement?
I have to go to Wit's End.
Oh, that's perfect, because Buck thinks the phone might be his and he wants to meet you.
Yeah, and I want to meet him. Like, now.
You're not going to make a scene, are you? I'm not going to go if you're going to do something embarrassing.
Me? Do something embarrassing?
You're on your own.
It's probably better that way.
Wow. I don't know about you, but I am on the edge of my seat. No, really. I am actually on the seat's edge right now. Pardon me while I just scoot back. Whew, that's better. Anyway, it looks like some of the pieces are starting to come together. But what will they show us? Will Detective Polehouse make the connection between Buck and the carnival? Will Matthew get to Wit's End before Buck finds the appleberry? Will Wit find Monty? One thing I noticed in today's episode, whenever good people unite, rather than bicker and distrust each other, the truth can be seen more clearly. Maybe that's why the Apostle Paul appealed to the church in Corinth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. Why is that important? Because when Christians unite, God's truth and love can be seen by the world, and evil takes a serious beating. Let's hope the folks in Odyssey remember this Bible verse as they try to stop the Green Ring Conspiracy. Today's program is a presentation of Focus on the Family, and I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.